Babson indicating a six-minute walk test on patient Robert Stern. This goes to Dr. Galthier. On 3/16/23, Mr. Stern performed a six-minute walk test period prior to ambulating, a urinary saturation was 98%. Period after walking 225 meters, saturation was 96%. Period. A paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry and Mark Hills. This goes to Dr. Christos. One on 3/16/23, Mr. Hills performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no significant airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity, period. The paragraph impression normal study. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry and Patricia Evola. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 3/16/23, Mrs. Evola performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was no significant airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity, period. Paragraph impression normal study. Next, the pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Gary Bowling. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 3/16/23, Mr. Bowling performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/9/22, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a six-minute walk test on Michael Smith. This goes to Dr. Bill Cook. On 3/16/23, Mr. Smith performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, your urinary saturation was 98%, period, after walking 150 meters. The saturation was 98%, period. During the test, he did stop several times due to severe back pain, to paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Craig Hickerson. On 3/16/23, Mr. Hickerson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. There was a good response to bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a mild degree of airways obstruction, period. The paragraph impression, mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, period. Next is a six-minute walk test on Michael Markham. This is for Dr. Schmitz. On 3/16/23, Mr. Markham performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 94%, period. After walking 293 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 97%, period. The paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, six-minute walk test on Richard Johnson. This is to Dr. Cisco Swan. On 3/16/23, Mr. Johnson reported a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 96%, period. After walking 289 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 98%, period. No paragraph compression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Gary Noel, N-O-W-E-L-L, this goes to Dr. Miner. On 3/16/23, Mr. Noel performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/10/22, there's no change, period, of airway compression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Cynthia Eckerd, ECHLD, this is Dr. Christos 1. On 3/16/23, this is Eckerd, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period, practicing which bronchodilator, the voice vital capacity is normal, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with instability change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study data, 10/25/22, this window significant change. Period of PAGO from person mild, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease to that of bronchospasm component, showing no progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Dennis Schultz, discussed with Dr. Palagrudo on 9. On 3/15/23, Mr. Schultz performed a 6-minute walk test period tight and ended in the room of saturation 97% period. After walking 205 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 94% period of PAGO compression. Severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Period. Thank you.